The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola expert panel on News Radio 92.3. Guess what? It's Friday, and it has been quite a week. So pleased to have in the studio this morning Dr. Rebecca Gibbons. She is with our Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. And Dr. Gibbons has quite the resume. She's a licensed acupuncturist, a doctor of oriental medicine, and a registered nurse, and has been in practice for over 20 years with this unique combination of skills. So I was just chatting with her before we came on the air that I think for everyone, this has been the week of stress and anxiety. And it doesn't matter where you are, what your politics, none of it. It's just the energy right now seems to be very stressful. The traffic, the holidays coming,
Yes, it's very heightened, especially those darn railroad closures.
Yes, people were calling yesterday, and I was like, I don't know how to take to go. I felt so bad. But yeah, so I told her, I said, is it okay if I ask you right off the get-go? So first of all, let's talk about your business and where you are and what you do, and then I do have a question for you.
Yeah, we're Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, and we're on 6706 North 9th Avenue near the Sunnies. And we specialize in treating people that are dealing with chronic issues. A lot of our patients come to us that have tried kind of everything else, either for chronic pain, neuropathy, infertility, high stress, and they've tried everything, and they kind of come to us as like, I've tried everything, please help. You're my last hope. I would say a lot of our patients are like that, but so, yes, speaking of stress, we do see a lot of conditions that are caused by stress, for sure. I would say 80% of the conditions we see is probably a result of chronic stress, or, you know, there's short-term stress that can trigger other things, like if you already have chronic pain, if you already have chronic migraines, if you already don't sleep very well, if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, stress can just make all of those things exacerbate and worse, for sure.
Yep. Oh, that makes perfect sense. Yep. But I think what's kind of special about what you do is you don't just take one approach. You have a whole combination of resources that you can use to help someone, holistic resources.
Yes.
Oriental medicine, herbs, I'm guessing.
Yep.
As well as acupuncture and other things.
Yep. Yeah. Because when somebody comes into our clinic, we look at them, they might have like the same diagnosis as somebody else, but you have to look at the body differently than just, okay, you just have back pain. Okay. You just have diabetes. We have to look at the patient's past medical history, you know, how long they've had it, their age, what they've tried. We look at a lot of different things so we can do a multidisciplinary approach to, you know, getting them to their goal, getting them better. And I always ask them when they do come in for a consult, you know, what is your goal? You know, do you want to get 20% better, 50% better, 100% better? Like, what would be satisfactory for you? And a lot of times we do have to look at their stress level and calm down the nervous system, because that's like our electrical system that feeds into every organ, every other system. So we have to, you know, really calm that down, and then also look at what the main problem is that they're coming in for.
See, that's so interesting to me. And I guess what I'm thinking of is if I walked in, so I've had acupuncture, which has helped me tremendously in the past. So if I came in and I said, okay, I'm really stressed out. Can you help me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So just for fun, then what's next? What happens? Because there might be someone listening this morning that's thinking, oh my gosh, I'm under so much stress. And could this be the answer?
Yeah.
So what would you do? I walk in and I say, okay, Dr. Gibbons, I'm so stressed out. I don't know what to do. Please help me. Okay. So then what happens?
So I'm not going to be your 100% savior. I can tell you that.
But I really need that.
But
darn.
We can be definitely a door that opens, you know, to a cascade of helping you get that stress under control. And it's, you know, you have to look at the patient and look at, so I would, you know, ask you a bunch of other things,
sure.
You know, like how long has this stress been going on? What are, you know, some things that you might be able to change? And some people do, they're like, I just can't. And that's fine. We got to meet you where you're at.
Right.
And so say you're like, I have to do this. I have to do this. There's kids. There's my parents I have to take care of. You know, there's just this, I'm sandwiched in between all of these different things. Then we say, okay, can you at least get away for a couple of times a week? You know, so then you start to calm down the nervous system. And then you start to look at your options in a different way, if that makes sense. Like,
is the first step of calming it down the actual I'll say that three times fast, actual acupuncture?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. That, and then we also have something called ATP bioresonance therapy, which is a small amount of microcurrent. It kind of looks like a TENS unit, but it's a pads that we place on the body, and that also helps to calm down the nervous system. And of course we have herbal medicines that we can prescribe as well to calm it down. But when the nervous system is that heightened for that a long period of time, it does take some time, you know, to bring it back down. I don't say it's going to be a quick fix, because we can't stop all the stressors in your life, but we can help you respond, the body respond in a more kind of rational way. Because sometimes when we're in stress, we're like, say things or we think things.
Absolutely.
And we're like, that wasn't me, you know, it was, I can't believe I said that and everything. So we start to shift the body and how it responds to the stress. And that's kind of what a lot of it is about, when we can respond instead of react to the stress, you know. And so when we do acupuncture or some of the other therapies, it just helps the brain calm down, and then it helps the body calm down. Because when you are in this stress mode, it affects every part of your body, right?
That makes sense.
Yeah. So we want to calm down the heart rate. You know, we want to bring down the blood pressure. You know, we want to kick you back into the rest stage, the parasympathetic stage. You know, because with stress, there comes a whole myriad of not just pain. It creates inflammation. And then, of course, there's digestive issues. Some people get really nauseous.
Yes.
Some people get constipated. Some people get diarrhea. I mean, and that's, you know, causes even more stress. So then it's like building.
It just becomes a nightmare
of
its own.
Yes. So then we're trying to peel the layers back of the onion. We're trying to, you know, calm it down a little bit, and then even more, and then even more, and then even more. But I also tell patients, you know, there is a responsibility on your end. Can you shift something? You know, what can you do on the outside as well, you know, that can help the treatments be even better and work even faster?
Can you explain to me how acupuncture works?
Mm-hmm.
I've had it done before, and it was very painless.
Yeah.
The needles, and when you see a picture of it, it's kind of scary, but if you've never done it before.
Right.
But it really is a painless thing.
Yeah.
But for someone like me, could you explain how it works?
So it works in a few different ways. And again, it goes back to what the patient is coming in for. So if you are coming in for stress or like chronic inflammation or pain, then it works in a way we place the needles in. And it's kind of like a prescription. So what that's why I have to interview the patient and just do a consult, and so I can get a better picture of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So then I know what points, because each point works together with another point to create an end result. So if I just did one point, that wouldn't be the same as if I paired it with another point to create, you know, calming the blood pressure.
So is it kind of like the wiring of the electrical system, so to speak, of your body?
Yes.
Trying to get it to connect again?
Exactly. Because you're kind of like in a dysfunction, malfunction, you know.
They're
not firing together.
Right.
They're doing their own things. It's like you have a two-year-old having a tantrum here, and the three-year-old is running out in the street, and you're there like, what is happening? And so you really want to try to get the body, a lot of people use balance, but it's trying to get the body just to work as it is, it's born to work, you know. And we're constantly wanting to heal. Like we're fighting off viruses and bacteria and diseases, you know, every single day. We don't have to think about it. Your body just does it. But when we're under like chronic stress, and stress just isn't you know, I've got to do this, I've got to get this done, I've got to get the kids there. And it's also can be the chronic pain or, you know, stress of some of the foods we eat or the alcohol we drink. That can cause stress on the body too. And so what we're wanting to do is just calm that all down so it can go back to working together again, how it's supposed to be. And sometimes that takes a short period of time of just consistent treatments. And sometimes it just takes a little longer depending on how... you know, how long you've been dealing with it, so, and how severe it is.
And so it's so interesting to me because I can remember the first time I heard about acupuncture, which was quite a few years ago now, but at that time it was not very common or very well known, but it's been around for centuries, correct?
Yeah, it's been around for about 3,000 years, they think. So it first started, they really, I mean, they've done... I don't know. There's sometimes I'm like, I wonder how they figured this out.
Well, you know? That's what I was. I've always wondered that. Who was the person that?
But they did. If you look at history or read a lot of history, you know, they did, you know, work on the body. And I think it was probably a trial and error. It's probably not something that we would want to go through trial and error. And, you know, and they figured out different channels in the body, which what as coming from Western medicine, what I see is, okay, this channel also represents like the cardiovascular system and the nervous system. And there's different, they talk about channels and meridians, and it's very closely related to the different systems, the cardiovascular system, the lymphatic system, and everything in our body. So it just makes sense, like when you do place a needle in, they've actually done research where it lights up a certain part of the brain, so that activates the brain to send either neurotransmitters or something like serotonin or dopamine or endorphins, which is our natural painkillers. It releases the it releases that in the body.
So and that's then, so interesting to me.
Yeah, and then once we consistently do that and reinstall, I guess you can say, those natural ways of the brain and the body to work together, then it's like, okay, then you can go throughout the day and you don't notice that pain. I have a patient and he'd been dealing with shingles, so he got shingles. And then after the shingles were gone, he still had that post-herpetic neuralgia. So he still had that pain. And, you know, we treated him a few times and he came in yesterday and he was like, I didn't even think about that pain all day. And I
oh, what a blessing.
Night, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, I felt it kind of come back a little bit at night, but there was a whole day. And in 3 years, he had consistent like pain for a while. So that's like the greatest thing.
Absolutely.
You know, when patients come in and they're like, oh, I didn't think about it. And sometimes you don't think about it. You're like, oh yeah, I forgot. I didn't have that pain.
Right.
Or I didn't have to use that walker or whatever today. And that's like, okay, great. You know, you're going in the right direction. This is where we want you to be.
I think when I did take a look at your website and I was thinking about it because today everything's so hurried. So when I go to the doctor's office or I have a visit, it's real. They go down the list. They had the nurse comes in, takes the blood pressure. It's they check. And when we do this, how you doing? Okay. Well, that's, and you just, it's sort of, I feel sometimes like no one's really taking the time to assess what's really going on with me physically.
Yeah.
And so what I think is special about what you do is in addition to your medical knowledge, which is obviously very, very helpful, but I would imagine in this type of therapy, for lack of a better word, your intuitive knowledge, your experience, when you put hands on the body and you can sense where you can sense where the blocks are or where somebody might be holding tension, that kind of thing.
Yep.
And we don't really get that today in modern medicine,
for lack
of a better word.
A lot of my patients will say the doctor didn't even touch me or the nurse practitioner didn't even touch me because we have, and I understand because, you know, I was working in the hospitals for 16 years.
Because you're a registered nurse, correct?
Yep. Okay. And you have to be on automatic.
Yes.
And there has to be almost like a boundary that you have to set with patients.
Of course. And that didn't mean this to be a criticism.
This is
clinically.
And that's, it's very clinical.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I use a lot of that clinical knowledge, but I came to realize just after years of practicing this medicine as well is that, you know, when I can feel a patient's, you know, shoulders or whatever, they're like, oh, you know the right spot. And it's just it's just that you can feel the tissue change. Mm-hmm. And so it is something you can start to feel. And I say sometimes I see with my fingertips, because you can start to feel, okay, that place is kind of malfunctioning because it's really hard, or it's, you know, gummy. I say gummy a lot. And it's, I'm like, yes, that's my technical term, or my medical term. It's gummy, you know, and it's just a lot of blockage. Mm-hmm. And there's probably a lot of just buildup of some toxins in the tissue. And so the acupuncture will, you know, help to move that through and to relax the muscle and just even sometimes detox the body. Mm-hmm. Because it's a lot of that stuck in that.
Sure. Yeah. And that was my next question. So you start that process, and I'm guessing that was when some more of the oriental medicine comes into play with mm-hmm. herbs and some other things that you yep. utilize in your practice. So talk a little bit about that too, how that enhances
yeah.
the healing.
Yeah. So first I tell patients, I'm not going to throw the kitchen sink at you, because I don't want to throw everything at the body, because sometimes that can make you feel a lot worse. And there's times where the body is detoxing, or, you know, it is moving all of that stuff that we've held on to for so long. And once we start to shift the body, then I can incorporate herbs. And herbs is another very individualized thing as well. So say if somebody has, I have a patient with severe fatigue and brain fog and everything, and that's, you know, more related a little bit to more of the age of menopause or mm-hmm. perimenopause, compared to I have patients that are in their 20s that are severely fatigued and everything. So I'm going to develop a different herbal formula for the patient that's in 52 compared to the patient that's in her 20s. So because it kind of meets their body constitution mm-hmm. compared to a patient that's in their 20s.
And see, I think that is the key, because to have someone with your expertise that knows the difference between those age groups, the body types, that mm-hmm. kind of thing. Now, I back in the day when herbs became a popular thing mm-hmm. and say, oh, everybody was talking, use this herb for this and yeah. this herb. So I ran the store and I bought all these herbs. I made myself so sick.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, yeah,
for
yeah.
me, it was like, I'll feel more. It'll make me feel better if
yes.
I have more of this.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
And that's not necessarily true.
Yeah.
So having an expert like you to be able to kind of figure it out, what your body can handle and not handle, and sort of regulate the doses and
yep.
timing and the yep. combinations.
Yeah, because everything isn't like a one size fits all.
And I thought it was.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what we think too. And I mean, that's what we're just kind of taught, you know, and that more is better. Mm-hmm. And then if this is good for me,
oh,
then
it must be.
Yeah, twice as much must be even better.
You're in my brain. That's
yeah.
exactly where I went.
And because I want to get there faster.
Yes.
And like,
right.
I've got stuff to do, and
yes.
I've got to get here, and I got to do this, and
you
I got to do this.
Want the instant fix.
Exactly. And so, and there are times that people come in and they're like, no, I need my body to heal faster than, you know, than what you're telling me, you know. And I have to, and that's okay. And I just tell them up front, I don't know, it could, you know, if you really are like sleeping 8 hours a day, you know, if you're eating a lot of whole foods, if you're not drinking, you know, lots of caffeine and alcohol, but that's just not a reality for people, you know. And so again, you just have to meet people where they're at and be honest with them, and you do just, you know, get to know what their goals are. And that's what I mean by goals. Like, do you want to keep the same lifestyle and then, you know, me help you get to 20, 30, 50, 60% better? Or can you change all of these things? Which, I mean, come on. I'm not the best at my diet either. I love my coffee, you know.
Yes, like, well, as I hold on to my cup right now.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I
like,
know.
There, you know, you can't change everything at once.
And, that's true.
And I think it's ridiculous for people to expect that. But at the same time, you can't expect 100% results within 2 weeks. And mm-hmm. and so I try and manage those expectations in the beginning, you know. And then some people are like, nah, this isn't for me. And some people are like, yep, I'm all in. So
I love that. Well, and now the topic of the day is always weight loss. Everybody's
yeah.
always talking about that. Is that could that be a realistic expectation if you start to take better care of yourself?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Because, okay, so I tell people that are come in for weight loss, I say, it's not going to be the same journey as if, like, you went to a weight loss clinic, mm-hmm. you know, or if you went, again, a lot of it comes down to stress, cortisol, you know, sugar cravings.
Hormones.
Yes, hormones, everything. So I know a big thing is sugar cravings, and a lot of that comes from, you know, you're stressed out. You can't eat consistently throughout the day, or even we look at our the food and it's not really nutrient dense anymore. So our body is still craving all these, you know, to fill. And sugar is a quick fix to get us over that 2 o'clock hump, you know, or
but then there's that drop on the other side, correct?
Yeah.
Where you have that. What is that called? Where you have sort of that little high of
The sugar crash.
Thank you, that was the word, the sugar crash.
And then at night, you know, too, some of us are like, me included, I'm like, I like my ice cream while I'm watching my show, you know?
I deserve this. It's been a stressful day.
Exactly.
This may sound like a silly question, but would that, having like a bad diet, does that kind of undo what you've done now in terms of acupuncture and that kind of thing? I mean,
yeah, you're not going
to you kind of need to take that whole approach, right?
And so we can help like regulate those sugar cravings. Mm-hmm. You know, again, there's herbs that we can help with that. And then the acupuncture, of course, decreases the stress and decreases that cortisol that holds on to that belly fat as well. Yeah.
And I would imagine in your practice that it's very different between men and women.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You have to look at men and women completely different. Just because... And we have different lifestyles. Women have kids, you know, not all women, but a lot of women have kids.
Well, men and typically have more muscle mass to begin with?
Yes.
So
exactly.
I would imagine muscle versus fat and the absorption of different chemicals and herbs and that kind of thing.
And we all hold our fat, you know, in different areas and everything. And so, which means, you know, we process foods a little bit differently and everything. So yeah, it is different. Even with other chronic issues as well, you know, as peripheral neuropathy or chronic pain or migraines and stuff like that, you do look at the male and female population a little bit differently just because we just have different body parts and processes and hormones and stuff like that.
Well, so, that makes perfect sense. Yeah. Well, and I would imagine if you were going through some kind of treatment for a specific disease, that kind of thing, this could help, I would imagine.
Yeah. And we, you know, also even when you're going through either some type of cancer or, you know, some kind of support, if you're going through medications like either chemo or radiation, it does help to support with better appetite and kind of boost your energy. There's always that that we can help with as well.
So we're listening to Pep Talk this morning on News Radio 92.3, talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons, and she is with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. So I can't believe it. Our time is almost up. Oh, my gosh. It just flew by. But let our listeners know this morning where you are, how they can get in touch with you when you're open, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I've already got a listener just texted me and said she wants to come in and see you.
So you can call us Monday through Friday, even on the weekends, and we'll get back to you. Our phone number is 850-530-1028. And then you can also find us on the website awpensacola.com.
So that's Acupuncture Wellness. awpensacola.com. And give that number one more time.
It is 850-530-1028.
Okay. So we've been talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. I said this last time, but I think I'm going to have to come in and see you, and then I can do like
more than welcome. Come on in.
First person accounting the stress, because starting a new job, learning how to work a radio board after all these years.
Like building upon.
Exactly right. But I do believe in what you do, and I think that having that holistic approach, looking at everything, but also what I'm intrigued by is that you have several options available.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
what can make the difference, I think.
Yes.
It's not just one thing. It looks like you take the whole body picture and then create a formula that's unique to that person for their wellness.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, doctor, for being with us this morning on Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. Up